It's the 28th of April. I'm David. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A car park has reopened after a crash damaged a support post nearly a week ago. The incident, which occurred at Bedford's Lurk Street car park on the 19th of April, required repair work and left two people needing hospital treatment. The East of England Ambulance Service transported the two people to Bedford Hospital for a medical assessment. Bedford Borough Council confirmed the car park reopened last Friday afternoon. This was the second closure in a month, with a similar crash occurring in early April. No vehicles were trapped during the latest closure, thanks to an intercom-enabled exit. The council apologised for the inconvenience and thanked the public for their patience. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohammed Yassin was on hand last Friday to open the new Monal restaurant on Bedford's Tavistock Street. The eatery is a new Karahi Indian restaurant and grill operated by Mr. Quayam and his sons. Also in attendance were Mayor of Kempston Town Council Councillor Mohammed Nawaz and Deputy Speaker Councillor Colleen Atkins. The Conservatives in Bedford Borough are considering introducing charges for green bin collections due to financial pressures. Executive Member Mark Frost mentioned non-statutory services like green waste and telecare may face fees. Councillor Michael Headley criticised the move as a stealth tax following recent council tax increases. Mr. Frost blamed Conservative spending decisions for the financial issues, citing wasteful projects. The Liberal Democrats had previously kept green bin collections free and warned of potential charges last year. Bedford Borough Council have approved a £2.5 million refurbishment of the Corn Exchange, set to begin early next year. The project includes upgrades to interiors, acoustics and facilities to enhance events and visitor experience. The revamp forms part of Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton's broader plan to revitalise the town centre and boost Bedford's economy. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.